6 through 18.
Amen. Give you a little time to get that. Amen. And while we're getting that, I want you to just mark another scripture in the Bible. That's Revelation 22, verses 12 and 13. Revelation 22, verses 12 and 13. Just mark that and hold it. Amen. We will get to it. While we get those scriptures, bear with me while we offer the Lord a word of praise. Father God, in your name, we thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you for how you've been a keeper to us, how you've watched over us, Lord, and you brought us up to this present moment. Lord, we ask you to open our hearts and our minds and our understanding to your word, that we might please you according to your word. Lord, we ask you to bless everyone that is here. Bless those that are on their way. Those that had a mind and a desire to be here, but for some reason can't be. These things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. If everybody has it, I'm going to read Isaiah 13. I'm going to start at verse 6. It says, howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrow shall take hold of them that shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners therefore out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun be darkened and is going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquities. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall be moved out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee away one unto his own land. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. I said to 18 men. Their bows also shall dash the young man to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. like I was saying, I love being back at work. Amen. It's I thank the Lord for having employees and a place to work nowadays. Amen.
Amen.
I love everything about my job. I love doing deliveries, which my wife don't like me to do. But I love it, you know, because it gives me the time that I need to commune with Jesus. Amen. In my truck, I can sing. I can pray.
Yes.
I can talk. People don't think I'm crazy. I can reflect on the goodness and the beauty of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love it. Amen. Amen. That's my time. That's my, you know, that people say your prayer closet. My truck is my prayer closet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't have, you know, when I'm at work, I get wired up. I have a thing in my ear, and it seems like all day they constantly calling
me. Excuse me.
Go in here, go in there. What can you do? You know, can you help me? Can you answer this? So in my truck, I don't have to worry about that. Amen. I know what I have to do. Amen. I can go and I do. It's my escape. Amen. Amen. So I love it. I had an opportunity to this week to deliver out in Spring Valley. And as I was going to Spring Valley, I was looking around and I saw where the fire had been. If you haven't had an opportunity to go and look at the devastation that the fire caused, I suggest that you go and take a look. It really humbles you. It really makes you think about the devastation of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Which brings me to the scriptures that we just read.
Yes.
Amen. For a topic of the message today, I would just like to use the wrath of God.
Amen.
The wrath of God. Amen.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 9 tells us that for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God also warns us in Hebrews 10 and 31 that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, the Word of God declares that, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. As I looked at all the devastation and was thinking about that, this is what the Lord laid on my heart. You know, we try to make everything nice for people today. I can remember as a little kid going to church, and people don't think you're listening all the time, but I used to hear some of those messages. And they were not always sugar-coated. They were not always something that made you jump and shout. They made you shake and tremble. They told you like it was.
Amen.
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 So the Lord
spoke to me and said, speak to the people about the wrath of God. Amen. Amen. And there is no need for anybody to be outside of the ark of safety.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said before, right now is the time to prepare yourself, your hearts, to escape the wrath of God.
Amen.
That will come, and I tell you of a surety that it will come upon the world of those that are lost.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is true to His word.
Amen.
His punishment is sure.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's severe. He said it would, and it's going to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man. Thank you, Jesus.
But you know what? I love the Lord. Because always before He sends His wrath and judgment, He shows mercy.
Amen.
And love.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. In the days of Noah, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord instructed him to build an ark to save him and his family from the wrath as God destroyed the sinfulness of man.
Hallelujah.
Today, certainly we are living in the same type of day. We're living in the hour where evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. You hear it, you see it, everywhere you turn. There is such devastation as we've never, ever experienced or seen before. The thing that's fresh in our mind is the children. How can anybody kill a bunch of innocent children? Don't be alarmed, saints. It's just a fulfillment of the prophecies and the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Like I say, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Amen.
Everything around us is getting worse and worse. And I ask you, where is it going to stop?
Hallelujah.
I'm reminded of something that my mom used to tell me when I was a little boy. She used to always say, the darkest hour always is just before dawn. I didn't know what she was talking about. Some of you older people might have heard that. You know, some of the things that get lost down through time. Younger people, that they're moving so fast and everything is disposable that night blends into day. They don't even know when it comes daytime. They've been up all night. But she used to always tell me that the darkest hour is always just before dawn. Saints, we must keep ourselves, first of all, and each other encouraged to get and to stay ready.
Amen.
The coming of the Lord and the wrath of God could come at any time.
Amen.
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 Let's turn to Revelation 22. I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. I don't know if, but in my Bible, those two scriptures are in red. Amen. So we know what that means.
Amen.
Amen. Those are the words of the Lord.
Amen.
It says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to every man according as his works shall be. Oh, amen. Let me go back and read that right. Amen. Let me start over here. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
Hallelujah.
Says, I am Alpha and Omega,
yes,
the beginning and the end,
yes,
the first and the last.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And who was talking?
Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's a question. Who was talking? Amen. Jesus was talking.
Amen.
And you know when he says something, he got something to back it up. Amen. Now most people don't like to read or hear about the book of Revelation. Because it tells us what's going to happen in the end.
Amen.
Amen. People don't want to hear about the end. People love to read Genesis. In the beginning, God created. And everything was good. Everything was good. He had the Garden of Eden. There was no sin in the world. All the animals, I mean, you could just lay down with the bear and the snake. Didn't have to worry about nothing. Everybody loved that. They love reading Genesis, but nobody wants to read Revelations. But saints, we have to.
That's right.
Because in Revelations, it tells about how seven is God's complete number.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It tells about how we are to serve God.
Yes.
So that we can enter into that ark of safety.
Amen.
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 I'm telling you, truly it is a benefit to everyone to prepare to escape.
Amen.
The wrath.
Amen.
Of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is to come.
Yes.
It is going to come. The Lord said before one jot or tittle of my word will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away before anything.
That's right.
Any piece or any part of his word is going to fail.
Amen.
Like I said, people don't want to hear about, you know, people say, oh, Jesus, God, or whoever they want to call him, he's a good God.
Yes.
He provides for us.
Yes.
He loves us. He's not going to do anything to hurt us. But I'm telling you, he's getting tired. There's one thing that God don't like. That's sin.
Amen.
He's getting sick and tired of sin.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And it may seem to some people that the severity of God's wrath is just a myth.
Yeah.
It ain't happen. It ain't gonna happen. That's been put off. It ain't gonna happen. But let me assure you that for the sinner, there awaits, and I say with certainty, that the day of God's wrath will come.
Amen.
But even in his wrath, it's like I said in the beginning, before God sends his wrath and judgment, he shows love and mercy.
Amen.
Today, there awaits us full salvation.
Yes.
to those of us who repent of our sins, for those of us who be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
for the remission of our sins,
yes,
and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
For the child of God, his future is peace with God.
Amen.
As they escape the wrath that is to come.
Hallelujah.
The wrath that is to come upon the ungodly world.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, I don't want to be here.
Hallelujah.
What about you?
Amen.
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 I just want to remind you of what the Lord told me, that he's coming,
yes,
that his wrath and judgment is coming, just like he said.
Yes.
I hope to see each and every one of you in heaven.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I love the one about, behold, I come what?
Quickly.
Oh, man. And then the pastor read the scripture where Jesus said he was going to destroy the world. And all the sin,
amen,
is in the Word. It's in,
amen,
the Bible.
Amen.
It's there.
It's there.
Thank you, Jesus. And he said, behold, I come quickly.
And my reward is with me. Ain't going to be no time to get right.
Wait,
then.
Living, Jesus.
Now
wait, Lord. Ain't going to be no wait.
Now is the time.
It's going to happen so fast. So fast that.
Waiting.
Yeah. You know. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank the pastor for the message today.
Amen.
Thank you. Take heed. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to come. There is going to be an end. Believe me. There's going to be an end.
Yes.
Thank you. In the end, I want to be with Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. So we thank the Lord for the message. I ain't going to talk of this Super Bowl day. We done did our duties. Thank you, Jesus. Don't get carried away now. Don't just go.
Amen.
Have a good,
amen,
time. Have a good time. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. My team. My team's on. We in tonight. You gonna watch it to the calf?
No, I'm waiting for the asteroid that's coming over February 15th.
The asteroid?
Yeah.
Within 17,000
miles of Earth.
Ooh, an asteroid?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't
February
know that. 15th. What day?
February 15th. I'm not sure what time, but it's 15? Supposed to be flying over really close.
The Super Bowl is tonight.
Today.
You got time to watch that.
I was explaining what I was watching instead in the future.
I was getting ready to watch the Astros.
I'm sorry, I didn't explain myself.
Eric's being Astros today.
You're talking about lucky.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be an Astro already.
Amen.
Super Bowl. 49ers, though, that's going to be an Astro,
right,
too. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, so that's good.
Super Bowl.
Thank you, Jesus. So we. Everybody happy?
Amen.
Good to see Brother Xavier.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go. Amen. Go home, get your tater chips and your popcorn, and kick back and relax and have a good time. Have a good time.
We happy,
yeah,
to see Yuvany's brother, Stephen,
in service. Well, Stephen, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
Man. This is second Sunday,
right,
for coming.
Yeah,
he's coming back.
Thank the Lord.
I have in prayer that day.